Hello, viewers and listeners of Creative Control. I'm Kenan, your host of the show, and I would like to apologize for the audio quality of today's episode. I assure you, the content is as engaging as ever, but the audio does not live up to our standards on my part of the recording in particular. Thank you for your understanding, and I hope you continue to stay with us for this episode. Remember to like, share, and subscribe for more exciting content in the future. Until next time, stay tuned and keep listening. Hello and welcome to Creative Control, the entertainment podcast. I'm your host, Kenan, and thank you for joining us on our latest episode. Joining me from the Creative Control team today, we have Neil, Sasha, Lee, and from the longest time, Jessen. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, doing good. How are you?
I'm very well. And Jessen, even though he's a member of the Creative Control team, he's also co-host and founder of the Geek Monty podcast. So, Jessen, yes. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Thank you. The Geek Monty is, we talk about the latest geek news. We also have done some deep dives that Neil, Ken and Sasha and Lee, hopefully you'll join us on one of them. We've done one for the Black Panther. We did one for Spider-Man, if I recall.
Yeah, Sasha and I were on that one.
Yeah, Spider-Man. And yeah, so it's been great fun joining you guys. And yes, it's been a while. It's been a couple donkey years,
but yeah,
you know, so I'm looking forward to it because Batman is my top tier DC hero of all time. Mm. He's actually re-inspired me when I was a kid, you know, okay. Sort of not to knock out criminals or anything, just
other stuff. Yeah, more so than more. And that's what we're here today to talk about. We are going to be casting Batman and the supporting characters of the new DCU. So obviously, DC announced that they're going to be restarting it through one of the main producers, which is James Gunn, and they announced a new slate of films, starting with Superman, which was entitled Superman Legacy. It's now been changed to just Superman, which is releasing next July 2025. And they listed a whole host of other movies for their Chapter 1, which is Gods and Monsters. And so we have Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. We have a couple of animated series. We have Batman, Brave and the Bold. And was there any other live action ones announced?
Wasn't Paradise Island? Wasn't that one I mentioned?
Wonder Woman one. I think that's a TV series.
Yeah, that's live action.
Yeah. And we're also going to give a Peacemaker season 2. However, the first season is not going to be canon, but the second season is. So very strange.
I have to say, I still have to watch that.
Really good series. Very, very solid. Mm-hmm. But so it's going to be really interesting to see which characters he ends up bringing in from like the Suicide Squad, which ones he's going to be keeping, because obviously they're keeping Amanda Waller, same casting there. That's going to be part of this animated series as well. We're going to have a Waller TV series. But anyway, it's a big thing. We don't know too many details. But what we're going to be talking today, again, Batman, the Brave and the Bold, casting Batman in the DCU. He may appear before that movie. He may appear in other projects before we get to that film. We'll have to wait and see. But we'll give you some details of what we know about Batman so far. So it's called Batman, the Brave and the Bold, based on that comic series that exists on that kind of timeline. So it's going to include his son, Damian Wayne, as Robin, and that's kind of where we're going to be going. So potentially we're going to get a slightly older Batman, but we'll go into that a little bit more. And the director of Batman, Brave and the Bold is going to be Andy Muschietti, who was the director of The Flash.
Okay.
So Gunn and Peter Safran, they decided to snap him up, and you know, he directed It Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, really solid films, which landed him the role of The Flash. And James Gunn said, "We saw The Flash even before taking the reins of DC Studios, and we knew we were in the hands of not only a visionary director, but a massive DC fan. It's a magnificent film, funny, emotional, thrilling, and Andy's affinity and passion for these characters and this world just resonates through every frame. So when it came time to find a director for The Brave and the Bold, there's really only one choice. Luckily, Andy said yes." So, obviously, James Gunn and Peter Safran, fans. Let me just get your thoughts on that before we talk about actual casting or anything like that. Sasha looks a little bit perplexed. I'm going to give him some time to think about it. Jessen, what are your thoughts on Andy Muschietti, I'm not sure exactly how he pronounces it, as being the director?
you know what? Despite it's some of its flaws, I really enjoyed The Flash. It was like I was with my friends, we were laughing, especially the bit with the babies coming down and everything else. It was ridiculous. CGI, let's speak about that for certain aspects, but it was enjoyable. It's great. I haven't seen it. I'm not a big horror fan. Sorry, Neil. I'm not a big horror fan. I really enjoyed The Flash. I thought it was good. So if it was a comic book movie, so it had that comic book, like you could, like pages when you were a kid or even now, it came out sort of thing. So if they use that same style in it, it should be great. And James and Pete, they will have close rein on things, you know. So
yeah, I mean, the tone's going to be set by Superman, really, isn't it? Because we really don't know what they're going to be going for. So, you know, we don't know how dark Batman's going to be in comparison to those other films. Because again, a Batman solo film doesn't have to fit into the same tone as a Superman film, because they are different tones of characters. But then they come together and there's that mixture. And if you try and make everything look and sound the same, I think it's just going to be disinteresting. So, but I thought he handled Batman quite well. So I thought he handled Michael Keaton quite well. I thought Batman was handled quite well. The fight scenes, the action, stuff that he was involved in. So from the Batman perspective, it's quite positive.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, exactly. Ben Affleck, I didn't like the suit, but Ben Affleck, was fine. Lee, any thoughts on the director?
I don't get me wrong, like Jess and I enjoyed The Flash. I don't know whether that was more because I was expecting it to be really bad that I actually enjoyed it, because it was like a pleasant surprise that it was all right. So I don't know whether it's more to do with that. I did enjoy The Flash. As long as they don't bring the same CGI people back, then I think I'll be happy with that. If you understand, like you say, the Batman parts of The Flash were good. It was good, but then that was also Keaton, which was which you can't go wrong with that. So
that's true. It's true. All right, yeah, Sasha, thoughts on the director?
He's kind of two for two. Look, here's the thing: the Flash was a terrible, terrible film, but you know what? I still enjoyed the shit out of it. It was like watching the biggest car crash on earth, but it was cool. And you know what was cool about it? You know what saved that movie? And you got to understand, my expectations were on the floor. And on the floor. But you know what? I found, you know, the baby thing, bullshit. Ezra Miller, he's a twat. Along came Michael Keaton. And my first words when I heard Michael Keaton was in this thing, and bear in mind, I think Michael Keaton is the greatest Batman of all time. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the but in terms of putting him in the DCU, I was like, this is a desperate attempt to fucking grab the joy of like old 50-year-old men. And like literally, this is a desperation play, totally. But especially when at the time when this movie was announced, okay, it was like I generally did not believe this movie would even exist. All right.
Yeah.
But you know what? From that trailer, when he was like, "I'm Batman," sorry, I got giddy. I got giddy. But then I stood by it. I was like, "It's still gonna be shit." And you know what? I was right. It was shit. But you know what? Michael Keaton showed up in that film, bruh, like, I forgot Christian Bale. I forgot that weird guy that's it now. I forgot all the Batman, all right? I forgot all the Batman. That was the equivalent of Sean Connery coming back to James Bond and Never Say Never Again, man. But better, because man whooped some ass. Do you know how many times I watch on repeat his death scene when he goes up against the Kryptonian and he puts the claymore on him? But you don't need a stuntman for Batman, you know. No, you don't need a physical actor for Batman. Michael Keaton fucking proved that shit in his old age. Bring him back. Fucking, you know what? When you said this was like an older Batman, you know what? Fuck it. This guy gave me The Flash. Bring back Keaton. There we go. You know what? I had a big list. I even had Kermit the Frog in there because I wasn't even taking the shit seriously. And seriously, like, I'm not taking it seriously because I'm just like, my overall view is like Batman again. But yeah. You know, we got a recast motherfucker again, the new Batman since last week. But I hear the words Michael Keaton. Fuck it. You know what? If this guy's directing it, I want Keats back. But yeah, that's all my right. 2 cents.
That's your take. All right. Neil,
in terms of him as a director,
go on, Sash, go on.
Yeah, in terms of him as the director, he's 2 for 2. Look, it is amazing. I liked both parts. I know some people like the first part more than the second part, and that's understandable because they kind of deviate. Is that right, Neil? Because you read the book,
they basically just separated it, the story from like the way the whole story is kind of intertwined, both parts,
yeah.
Where there's bits when they're kids and bit when they're adults.
Yeah.
And then just made it, no, one movie, they're kids. One movie, yeah, they're adults.
Yeah. Yeah. But either way, the, you know, It Part 2, I enjoyed it for what it was. Like, I read the book and I barely remember the TV. You know what? I didn't even see the TV one. All right. Slack of religion. I wasn't like Jetson. I wasn't into horror. So, you know what I mean? When I saw this one, what I liked about the new It was the 80s vibe. You know what I mean? It had the vibe of films that I grew up with, and I really enjoyed it. And I thought he was a very competent director with both of those films. In terms of The Flash, I'm not going to blame him for The Flash. This film had like 20 directors attached at one point, several billion iterations of the script. I don't even believe it was even going to come out even when they were filming it. And that film, I had people working on set telling me the spoilers and everything. Like, I knew the plot to The Flash like a full 2 years before it even hit cinemas. Okay. So you know what I mean, like considering all of that and it being a steaming chain wreck, I like, you know what I mean, I'm willing to give him a chance. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna blame him for The Flash. You know what I mean? Like, it was good, both parts were good. If they have confidence in him, I'm willing to give him a second go around.
Cool.
But there's no excuses if he drops a ball on this, so no, you know.
Neil, thoughts?
I am definitely good with Andy Muschietti. Definitely good. I'm not going to go into a big spiel about like everything, but I loved it, both parts. And I do feel differently about The Flash than most other people. I think I very much enjoyed it. I think barring the CGI, I had pretty much no problems with it.
I didn't mind the CGI. Like, sure, it wasn't triple A, but I've seen worse movies. I've seen hella worse movies. And yeah, anyway.
Okay, cool. Let's move it forward. Just before we go on any further, thank you very much for joining us today, whether you're watching or listening. As always, please make sure you hit that like and subscribe to support us. We would really appreciate it. If you're watching the video version, you can cash out on YouTube or Spotify. And for the audio version, you can cash out on any major podcast platform, Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere that does a podcast, we are there. So thanks again for being here. Right, so let's just talk a little bit about the age of the character, what's expected. So David Cornswell playing Superman, the actor's 30 years old, and we expect him to be playing a Superman around 30 to 35, apparently. I'm not sure if we're going to get an exact age in the movie. So what somebody put out on Twitter that said guns were that Batman was going to be a couple of years older than Superman. Maybe not exactly 30, but it's there or thereabouts. And James Gunn responded to that and said, yeah, but people are speculating about both ages. All I ever said was Superman was younger than in his 40s and Batman might be a couple of years older than Superman. So nothing is concrete there. And again, Corso might be playing a slightly older character. So he might be 35 plus, but he's getting a younger actor to make sure that they are in the condition and at that age where they can take this franchise for the next 10 years. Because if you keep casting people at their age they're at, they're going to outage the projects that come about potentially. I can definitely see why he's going to do that. So with age, I think it's a little bit open, really, whether we want to cast Batman slightly older, like early 40s or, you know, mid-30s. But in terms of the character and the story, even though obviously he's got Damian Wayans, who's like 12 years old, 10 to 12 years old.
Yeah.
He isn't, his growth has been accelerated. So yeah. It's not a true 10 to 12 years old. So you don't take 10, 12 years off of Batman to get to that age when he might have had a kid. It's not relevant. Because I think in Batman Year One, I think roughly Batman's about 24, 25, mm-hmm. Batman Year One in the comics. So you're talking between 30 and 35, probably when Damian Wayne's actually makes an appearance in the comic. So he can definitely be around that. If I don't believe we're going to be looking at anything 45 plus, I think that would be a little bit too old because I don't think they're going to go for that dynamic. But I'm expecting it between anywhere between 30 and 40 years old. Obviously, some actors can play younger than 40, but we will take their ages into. I've taken their ages into consideration when I've been looking at casting. So, without further ado, let's talk about Batman. Let's talk about casting. Neil, I know you're probably the biggest DC fan here. Do you want to go first, or do you want to save some of your?
I'll go first because I only have two people in mind, and more importantly, is I'm pretty sure that one of them is very left field.
Okay. Shoot, go for it.
The two people, well, I say two, I lie. Right? But the third one has come in essentially from internet speculation. And I was like, you know what? That's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Is so my three choices were from the internet, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can do it. I think, you know, he's got the look, especially after doing, you know, things like Southpaw, and I haven't seen it yet, but doing Roadhouse.
Yeah.
He's got the physicality, he's got the look. So I think he would be a good pick.
He can play, I think he'd be able to capture both Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Definitely. Yeah.
And he was asked about that recently as part of the promotion for Roadhouse, and he actually said about him. Yeah. Playing Bruce Wayne Batman, he said, oh, and I quote, oh man, that's a classic. It's an honor. Speaking of playing roles other than incredible actors have played in the past, to me, actually, roles that other incredible actors have played in the past, which to me, actually, when I think about it, is going to play Iago in Othello on with Denzel Washington. And I think about the history of actors that have played that role throughout time, and I'm intimidated by that. So that's the first level. That's what I'm working on right now. But of course, it would always be an honor. Those types of things and those roles are classics. So I think he's very conscious of all the actors that have come before him and played that role. And especially when you've got somebody else playing Batman at the same time in Robert Pattinson in their own universe, in what's the verse that they're calling it? It's the
Elseworlds.
Thank you, Elseworlds. So, you know, that is going to be a little bit tricky. But yeah, I think, you know, he's open to it. Whether he's just being polite, I don't know. But he definitely sees it as sort of like a classic role, which for most comic book characters, it kind of is in comparison because of how long he's been on screen.
Yeah.
All right, what's your second pick?
My second pick, very much my own, is Josh Hartnett.
Okay.
I've always thought that Josh Hartnett would make a really good Batman.
How old is Josh Hartnett now?
He's quite old now. I think he's
quite old now. He's in his 40s.
Yeah, he's in his 40s. So
yeah, well, Gyllenhaal. So Gyllenhaal, he is 43. Josh Hartnett is 45.
Okay, well, there you go.
I can see it because when I watched him in Oppenheimer,
yeah,
I kind of got that vibe. And, you know, he's a big guy. He's still, you know, well built. Mm-hmm. And he was great in an episode of Black Mirror, I think he did with Aaron Paul. And yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. By my last pick, this is going to stir up some problems because this person kind of goes against my normal stance regarding like race and things.
Okay.
Is Andrew Koji.
Andrew
he is the lead character in the TV show Warrior.
Right. Okay. So I've not watched the series, but I've just brought him up now. So he's a British actor and martial artist.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I'm like thinking about it.
He was also in Bullet Train.
I suppose this is going to... Yeah, he's in Bullet Train, right? I suppose this is going to sound... I don't know, racist to black people, I guess. I don't think Batman could ever be black. Or rather, I don't think Bruce Wayne could ever be black. Or should never be black.
Okay.
Right? I just don't think it should be that way. Right? The same way, I think the history of who he is, you know, at the end of the day, the way I look at it, it's easier for me to, once, you know, the whole mask and everything's on, Batman doesn't need to be specifically white.
Yeah, I understand that.
Right? And I could believe a Asian billionaire who lives in Gotham City, I can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look at Andrew Koji, I see the way he acts in his films and TV shows, mm-hmm. and he seems... He's got a very much a kind of Bruce Wayne-esque mysteriousness about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look at him and he seems a little, like, not distracted, but he's a bit just, like, apathetic to things. So you'd never think that this is the guy who dresses up like a giant bat to, you know, beat up criminals and defend the weak.
It's a left-field pick, absolutely. Without getting into the... talk of race too much, mm-hmm. I would suggest from a studio point of view, mm-hmm. casting someone in that role would obviously be very controversial.
Yep.
But just the way that America and their relationship with China is at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and that thought process of somebody that kind of money having influence in what would say an American city.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how that would play out on film at the moment. And this is all based around, you know, TikTok and all that stuff that's been going on. You know, you've seen the stuff in the Congress and they can't separate, you know, different Asian countries. But so I think that would be a challenge for some of certain audiences. Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that you're thinking outside the box, you know, and, you know, that's what movies can be. Mm-hmm. So... Anybody else got any thoughts on Neil's picks?
Well,
solid
picks. Good. I like the Warrior one. The Warrior one, because I've seen the first season.
Mm-hmm.
It's what Bruce Lee wanted Kung Fu to be, basically. You know, so yeah. So that's quite interesting. I like that.
Okay. Did anybody have Jake Gyllenhaal on their list?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that was only because I saw an article literally about 2 hours ago on that whole thing, because it's been popping up online. And you know what? Whenever they cast someone or they say something, your reaction when you see it is usually like, yeah, I could live with that. And that's how I felt about Jake Gyllenhaal. I could live with that because he's a proven great actor.
Yeah.
He's always been consistently great. Even in bad films, he's great. You know what I mean? So, yeah, screw it, you know.
Okay, cool. Someone that I'll give one of my picks, someone that I had in mind, and again, this has been talked a lot about online and suggestions, and he's spoken about it as well, is Alan Richardson, Reacher. Mm. And I think that he is somebody who's got such a physical presence,
mm-hmm.
very much how I liked Ben Affleck's Batman. You know, he was a big guy, he was well built, still looks great in a suit. Alan Richardson, he's a tall guy, like 6'4", 6'5", I think. You know, he is pure muscle. He's got some fighting skills. He knows how to move. He played Aquaman, I think, in Smallville. Yeah. And didn't he play another character in another show? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, he was in Titans. He was Hawk.
Titans, that's it. Yes. And I think he would be potentially a great shout. And he spoke about it, and he said the fact that people are interested in me playing Batman is a real honor and privilege. It's one of the first characters I fell in love with as a child. I still remember the big long pistol coming out of Joker's pants as he goes to shoot down the Batplane. Obviously a fan of 89, just as we are. Those iconic moments really resonated with me as a child. For there to even be a conversation or a rumor mill surrounding this role, for me, all I can do is laugh, he added. I just think it's wild that's where we are. I would love to, would absolutely love to. So obviously he is someone who is very keen on it. And also he's spoken to the fact previously that he auditioned for Thor.
Yeah.
So he revealed recently that he auditioned for Thor, but he didn't take it very seriously because of the type of role he thought it was, and obviously he didn't get it. But yeah, so I found that quite interesting. So obviously now, if you was to be approached to this, I think you'd have a very different attitude. What are your guys' thoughts on Alan Ritchson essentially donning the cowl?
I think maybe this is just because of Reacher.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the idea of him, I think he'd be great as Batman, as mm-hmm. Bruce Wayne. But I also think the idea of him playing the role, it would affect every other casting. Because the guy who they got playing Superman,
mm-hmm.
him standing next to Alan Ritchson, you know, I mean, again, you know, when we talk about the difference between The Rock and Cody Rhodes, height, mm-hmm. weight wise, it would be that situation all over again. And I was just like, you know, it'd be like, Superman is supposed to be either equal or greater in mass and size to Batman just off of the strength that he's, you know, Superman, you know. That guy ain't gonna cut it.
I mean, he has bulked up. He's bulked up quite a bit for the role.
Okay, and... but I mean, like, the perfect... The way Henry Cavill looks, I like, mm-hmm. Henry Cavill standing next to Alan Ritchson, and then I'll be like, yep. But, I mean, I haven't seen any images of David
Corenswet.
I haven't seen any images of him since he's, you know, hit the gym. Mm. But I'm just like, no matter. I don't know how tall he is.
I've just had a quick look at their heights, and they're not dissimilar. So there's a couple of disparaging, you know, because obviously everyone's got it slightly different.
Yeah. But
David Corenswet is about 1.1 meter 93.
Right.
So I think that's around the 6'3 mark, 6'4 okay. mark. And Alan Ritchson, they're saying he's between 191 and 193 as well. Mm-hmm. So actually, they're very similar in height. I think the difference is, so Alan Ritchson appears taller because obviously a lot of the actors he's working with, I think they have cast quite smaller to make him look bigger. Mm-hmm. But also because of his bulk, he appears bigger. And, you know, as soon as you put a pair of boots on or anything with heels in it and he rises, mm-hmm. You can create that height difference. So Superman wearing boots, no problem. Mm-hmm. Look, Tom Cruise doesn't look 5'2" in all his movies. It's just the way you film it. So, but I wouldn't have a problem with Batman being bigger physically because we know Superman has that power in him. Yeah. So I think actually it might play itself quite well, Ron looking the same, where it seems like Batman's having to overcompensate and be big because of that self-conscious nature of Superman, knowing that he's stronger, maybe not as big. So that could play into the narrative. But
maybe that is true. That is true.
Yeah. Anybody else's thoughts?
I need to see him in more stuff. I love him in Reacher. He's good in that role. But outside of Reacher, you know what I mean? I don't think he could play Bruce Wayne. I think he can do Batman, no problem. But it's the Bruce Wayne part I'm worried about, kind of thing. Mm. So until I see him in more stuff outside of Reacher, mm-hmm. he's not my top pick. In fact, he's not even on the list, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. By the way, I'm not totally discounting it. It's just I'm going off what I've seen. You know,
yeah. I mean,
Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Michael Bay one doesn't count either. So
yeah, he was Raphael.
Mm.
Was he Raphael? I thought it was Michelangelo. Yeah. Oh,
no, it was Raphael. Okay. I thought he was quite fun in Fast X. I thought he was quite fun in that. Titans, I thought he was pretty good in. Yeah. He had an amazing appearance in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which was just fantastic. Jessen or Lee, any thoughts? Because Lee, you're a big fan of the TV series, aren't you?
I had him on my list. No, I've watched the Reacher. I just think, Reacher kind of sells it because, mm-hmm. you know, he's quite a good detective in that. Like, he's mm-hmm. obviously solving what's going on. So, physicality, without a doubt, he could do it. Like Satcha said, though, I did sort of think, could he do the Bruce Wayne part? But he does dress up a few times in Reacher, and he does come across, I think, that he could do it. So, I think I'd be happy to see him do the role.
Jessen, Yes. Thoughts on Alan Richardson potentially being Batman?
Do you know what? I never really thought about it until I kept seeing sort of fan like
I think we've lost him.
Oh, I think he said fan images.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks good. It looks, I can see him in the cow and stuff. It looks great. Same with Sasha, Bruce Wayne. That's the thing. You have that duality. Mm. And I've seen him as Aquaman, and that was interesting in Smallville. He's got a new one with Henry Cavill, the spy film flick. That is meant to be really good.
Yeah.
Visually, as Batman, he could definitely intimidate a few villains and such, you know. But I don't know.
I mean, if he jumped down, if you were committing a crime in Gotham and he jumped down in the you know the mouth of the alleyway and was like, "Stop," you'd be a priest by the end of the afternoon. You'd be a priest in about 30 minutes. They'd be like, "I give honor to God."
Yeah. Exactly. It'll be just yeah.
And boy does he have the chin for it.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Justin, who are some of your other picks? Who did you have?
My picks are just get the thing ready. I know this might be an interesting one considering what Neil mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. I had John Davis
Okay. John Davis Washington from Tenet and the Creator.
Yeah. I haven't seen the Creator yet, but Tenet I've seen. And good film. I actually always thought his dad would be a really good Batman. I saw a couple of things and I thought, yeah, great. I've seen what I've seen of his work. Yeah, I wanted to try something different. Like I said, like just go slightly left, slightly right, you know, not the same image, you know. So. And he's got the height for it, and he's got the build for it, and he could definitely play both sides to it, I would think.
I mean, for me, he's a great actor. I think he's probably a little short for Batman in terms of presence. He's only 5'9", 175.
Okay.
So, but again, with movies, you can do anything. You can make anybody look any size, really. So,
well, Keaton was about the same height.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, when they put Keaton in Air Force in Jordans.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah. All right. Did you have any other picks, Justin?
I had Richard Madden from Game of Thrones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, Eternals, Bodyguard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. He's a good age, 37 as well. So the other actors we mentioned before, like even Alan Richardson, he's 41. So Richard Madden, 37. It's a good age. But yeah, I can see that.
I kept thinking like if he's going to be slight older. I didn't think 40s. But also, he might be still a bit older. Jamie Bummer from Battlestar Galactica, and he's done some other bits and bobs.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're on about. Yeah.
I don't know this person. Say his name again, please.
Ooh. Yeah.
Jamie.
Bummer. You know what? Yeah. He's gone, but I haven't seen him recently. What's he look like nowadays?
Okay.
Oh, Jamie Bamba, is it?
Yeah. That sounds like the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I'm familiar with his work, so just trying to see if he's been anything else.
He definitely is.
Yeah, I've never watched Battlestar.
Nah, he's definitely got a look about him. I'll say that for sure.
Okay. Oh, I'm seeing some of his other pictures. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, he's an older Batman, so he's 50 years old. So, yeah, if you go for slightly older, then yeah, okay, I can see that. So let's move on. Lee, who have you got for Batman?
So Alan Richardson was top of my list.
Mm-hmm. Number one pick, yeah, okay.
And then I thought Austin Butler.
Austin Butler.
Ooh, I had him too. I did have him too.
Interesting.
He was like my wild card, though.
I think it's physicality. Obviously, he was in Dune 2. you know, playing the villain in their bag. So, you know, he's got the moves. he's also got the voice. I thought that he could put on, maybe not his exact voice, but he can tailor his voice quite well to play good Batman.
I agree. So, I agree partly because he's one of those actors that transforms into a role. Everything he's been in, from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to Elvis to Dune, have all been performances. He's an actor. You know what I mean? Give this kid a steak. He's good. He's good. I believe he could play Bruce Wayne 100%. And I 1,000% think he'd be dedicated to
Hitler. I kind of match him a little bit to Val Kilmer. Do you know what I mean?
And that's why I was thinking it. I was like, Val Kilmer is the most underrated Batman, in my opinion. Most underrated.
I'd agree.
Because he was the second guy. He was the second guy coming off the most popular guy, the first guy. You know what I mean? And his movie was divisive to some, but it wasn't that bad. You know what I mean?
Like, it was a different tone. Yeah.
But often when people think of Batman, they always skip Kilmer, or they tend to skip Kilmer because they just think, oh, Schumacher, Batman. You know what I mean? Let's not go there. But you know what? Austin Butler, I think, well, you know what? It's really funny because he's playing the Kilmer character in Heat 2. So
that's right.
So, you know, I think he's got the chops. I think he'd be, you know what I mean? In the 4 or 5 things I've seen him in, he's always different. So he's got the acting talent for sure. You know what I mean? For sure. He doesn't have the build. Like I said, neither did Christopher Reeves. Needed to half these motherfuckers. I seen Ben Affleck, fat, skinny, and fucking built like a brick shit house. So give the kid a steak. He's an Oscar winner. Let's go. You know? So
I have him something else.
Yeah, I have him in my as I said, I've pretty much cast all of the DCU. He's in there. He just ain't Batman.
Fair enough.
But he
I could see him be a villain as well, but
I say he would be in Batman. He'd be in it.
We'll come on to that. Lee, who else did you have?
Jacob Elordi from Saltburn.
Yes. Very close to being potentially cast as Superman.
Yeah.
So Saltburn, have you seen Saltburn, Neil?
I have seen Saltburn.
So he's a rich boy that gets his comeuppance at the end. Yeah,
it probably needs to build up a little bit, but he's definitely got the Bruce Wayne like look. I can see him doing that.
Yeah, he's a very good actor as well.
Attitude. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I think tall, muscular, can play like I am rich my whole life.
And last one was Will Poulter. He's pretty buff in Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's got the jawline now as well because of that. So I think he could pull it off.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not really sold on Will Poulter, I wasn't really sold on him as Adam Warlock, to be honest. But that's just me.
He could play Bruce Wayne with ease. Batman, I don't know, but he can play Bruce Wayne with ease.
I've actually got him cast as somebody else as well. So interesting. All right. Did you have anything else for Batman, or was your last one?
That was it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll just go on to my other ones before Sasha gives his. So somebody else that was rumoured, I don't know myself because I think he's a bit too old now because I wouldn't be casting for this age, but Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
He's been obviously the voice of Batman in the most recent DC animated movies. So he's done that for quite a while. He's obviously in The Boys and Supernatural. So he definitely has a look about him. He could definitely pull off Bruce Wayne and Batman. But for me, he's just cast a little bit, bit too old for what I'd be looking for. The last person I had, I've got one for me. So Alden Ehrenreich, Solo and Oppenheimer. So I thought he has potential as a Bruce Wayne Batman. I think he's a very, very talented actor, and he really showed it again in Oppenheimer, obviously RDJ. And I think there's a potential there. And if I couldn't get him in as Batman, I'd get him in as somebody else. But But yeah, I thought potentially. Because again, it depends if you want to go for, you know, do you want to go for a Gyllenhaal, like a name, like we have with Ben Affleck, or do you want to go for something a little bit more subtle so it plays off evenly against Superman? So
interesting choice. Mm. I haven't made up my mind on that. It's like,
okay, yeah, it's gonna sit with you a bit.
Yeah. Because do you know what it is? He convinced me of being Han for that movie, and that's good. I do think he's a good actor, but he hasn't done that much post Solo. He's done Cocaine Bear. He's done Oppenheimer. So he's one of those actors I want to see more of. Do you know what I mean? One could argue that Austin Butler has had the same amount of roles, but he's had very big roles where with very definitive different performances, if that makes sense. So it's because, you know, the guy in Dune is not Elvis.
Yeah. I would also
Tex from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, so I would also say that his big roles are all in quite a short space of time.
Elvis.
I mean, Elvis was last year.
Yeah.
Dune is now, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was 2 years ago.
Well, no, it wasn't 2 years ago. It was
4 years ago.
Before lockdown. So
yeah, 2019. Yeah. And he's also done Masters of the Air, which is currently on Apple TV as well. That series, the fighter pilots.
So. So he's very much in the moment actor at the moment. He at the moment, that guy could be in anything. You know what I mean? So if you want your movie greenlit, he's the guy. You know, so yeah.
Okay. So who you got, Sasha?
I've got a variation because I didn't know what rules there were, and most importantly, I didn't really care because, to be quite honest, I was like, we're casting Batman again, and I said what I said earlier, like you know. So obviously Michael Keaton, but obviously for your thing, he's too old, so he's out. All right. This also might be a little too old because this might be a bit too old because this guy is more Affleck's era, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But he's someone I thought would have made a great Bruce Wayne. And that's John Hamm.
Yes. Yeah.
John Hamm has always been about now. People know who John Hamm is now. You know what I mean? But he's never been the guy. You know what I mean? But on TV, he was the guy. On Mad Men, on Mad Men, he was fucking Bruce Wayne, or at least the Playboy aspect. And with John Draper, he can do the darker, broody elements to that character in shades. Because that character is that complex. His signature role in Mad Men is a brooding guy that's rich and has it all, that comes from humble beginnings, though that's the only difference between him and Bruce Wayne. But like he's got it. He's got Bruce Wayne. You know what I mean? Easily in shades. He's still quite athletic and able to pull off Batman. Well, hell, after what I said about Michael Keaton, it don't matter. He'd be fine, to be quite honest, but he's my top choice, to be honest. And then you got the Gyllenhaal. I've got Jake Gyllenhaal because you know what? When I heard that a few hours ago, I was like, I don't hate that. And like Butler, he's a guy that commits to roles, even in bad movies, he's great. You know what I mean? So you know what I mean? I've got no problem with Jake Gyllenhaal. I'd actually be okay with that. Jensen Eccles. You know what? Like, I thought, he'd be cool, but I've not really seen him in stuff other than, you know, The Boys. And then you're saying he voiced Batman? All right, cool.
He's done quite a few. So Batman,
and Batman.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. If the fans like him, fucking give them what they want for a change. Okay. Richard Madden, I also had him on there. And obviously, I've talked at great lengths about Austin Butler. He was going to be my wild card, okay? Because, you know, when I first did this list, I was like, it's Austin Butler. You know what I mean? That was the first that was the first guy on my list. But I was like, maybe people might not be too keen on him. But no, nice to know people like yeah. But Richard Madden was on my list. Did I say that? Okay, so two that haven't been mentioned. Ben Barnes.
Ben Barnes. Okay. Ben yes. Barnes, yeah.
I think could play a good Bruce Wayne Batman.
Mm-hmm. So Ben Barnes, he was in Punisher TV series. Yeah.
And then there were, and now there's a guy that's been in a lot of straight to Blu-ray films.
Mm-hmm.
A big fan in the martial arts community. Yeah, I have to say it because you know what? You know what? When Leo mentioned him ages ago, why isn't this guy Batman? I was like, yeah, but can he act? You know what I mean? That's the first thing I said because of the types of movies he does. And then there's the point that probably he's never had the opportunity to act. But then, you know what? After seeing a Viking Samurai episode where he was promoting his movie, The Hitman's, what's it? Hitman's Holiday Vacation or whatever the hell, Accident Man, the movie. I was like, I'll check out this Accident Man. And then I went on a Scott Atkins binge. You know what? I think he could play Bruce Wayne and Batman. And the best thing about Scott Atkins, he'll do all his own stunts. He'll make fucking the Batfleck shit look like nothing. Okay. But you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, I'm pro Scott Atkins now. I wasn't before when like people first started toting his name, but you know what? After watching more of Scott Atkins, no, he could do it.
Yeah, Scott Atkins, yeah, he's very good. Like you say, he's got the physicality, he's got a presence. If you're not familiar with Scott Atkins, he was in John Wick Chapter 4.
Yeah.
He played Killer, so he obviously was under a lot of heavy prosthetics to make him seem like a bigger guy. But, yeah, he's got a lot of action films under his belt. And, yeah, one that kind of often goes under the radar in terms of his face on camera. But
Two, when he faces off against Jason Statham,
okay, cool.
And Doctor Strange, I think, was he in Doctor
Strange? Yeah, he's in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he's in Doctor Strange as well. So yeah,
I have him, but just not.
Yeah, not as that. Yeah,
no. Okay, cool. All right. So those are our casting thoughts on Batman. Let's move on and start casting some of our other characters. Well, just before I do that, Andreas texted me his list, and he had Jamie Dornan. He's from Belfast, The Tourist, The Fool, 50 Shades of Grey. He had him as a cast as Batman, and I don't see it myself. But
I, you know, my only issue is I do not think with that big, thick, heavy accent he's got that he's pulling off an American accent with ease.
Right? Yeah, that could be very true. Yeah,
didn't he pull off an American accent in those 50 Shades films?
I've never seen them, so I don't know.
I've never seen it, but from what I gather, not well.
Okay. right. Okay. So, where do you guys want to go? Do you guys want to do the Bat Family, and then we'll do some villains?
If Neil's Alfred, done like the entire DC, I think we should lead with Neil, and then if any of us have got character like casted what he's done, then we can add to that.
Yeah. okay, so Neil, give me your Alfred.
I have two Batman people in mind.
Mm-hmm.
This one literally just came to me really like, as in like over the course of this podcast, was Colin Salmon.
What do we know Colin Salmon?
He's in Resident Evil. He's in the live action Blood the Last Vampire. He's in a couple of James Bond films.
The guy that's Resident in his standards right now.
I don't know if he's. I've never.
He's in the EastEnders right now. He's.
He's in EastEnders now. He was in Arrow, first season of Arrow.
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
that guy.
Okay.
Why not? Okay. I can see why you'd say would say him. Mm-hmm. He's a great actor. He's very versatile as well.
Yeah.
He can play like a Cockney guy, but I've seen him play a very upper class kind of guy. Well, Arrow's a good example of that. Same with his role as Tanner? I think he doesn't play Tanner. He plays the other one, Johnson, Agent Johnson, in the Pierce Brosnan James Bond films.
So it was him. Or the guy who I originally had lined up was Michael Sheen.
Okay.
He's my number one.
Oh, is he your number one? Interesting.
Yeah, Sheen. Like he, I just think he can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I had two different picks. I had Colin Firth.
Who's on my list?
Yeah, and Ralph Fiennes.
He was also on my list.
But I think Ralph Fiennes is probably my number one pick.
Mm.
Oh, I don't have a number one pick. I have all kinds of crazy picks. Yeah, I say all kinds of crazy picks because you know what? Like, I always wanted to go for the animated series look.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Tash. And I always want to see Patrick Stewart doing it. But Patrick Stewart, I don't... Don't get me wrong. Michael Goff was old. You know what I mean? Patrick Stewart, he needs to concentrate on X-Men for me. So yeah. I'm not going to put him in the Batman. He's Professor X. He can get out. But I got someone else. I got a second best. Ben Kingsley. Okay?
Oh.
Ben Kingsley.
Mm. He's your number two.
Really? Okay, wait. I got a list. But bear in mind, okay, that was kind of like going for the comic book animated series kind of look with the ball and the attach. Mm. But you know what? Michael Caine blew the doors off. He went and blown the bloody doors off. He won my heart as being the best Alfred ever on film, mainly because he brought something to the character that didn't exist before, and that was warmth and humor. You know what I mean? Other actors bought that to a degree, but he really made that part his own. Yeah, so it made me look at other actors that were age appropriate. They were like, I want to see his take. I want to see his take kind of thing. So without further ado, obviously, you've said Ralph Fiennes and who was the other guy? Colin Firth. So they can get out. They can get out. Okay. But then right after that, I got Pierce Brosnan. Mainly because I love Pierce Brosnan.
I thought about Pierce, yeah.
And you know, he could definitely give a bit of warmth to that role and a bit of Irish charm. Why not? You know what I mean? I could believe his SAS backstory there, you know? Pierce Brosnan, picks. Man. And with Pierce Brosnan in a similar vein, Sam Neill.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I would put Sam Neill. And then,
especially when you think about Peaky Blinders and all that kind of stuff, like, and I can see it,
And
then, I mean, if he makes it through his struggles, then of course,
definitely. Of course. So, here's a little bit of a left field, but I just thought, okay, if we're going for like American Butler upper class that's full of wit, maybe this has something to do with that. I've seen like all of this guy's TV shows recently. Kelsey Grammer. Be very different.
I like that.
Yeah,
he's a very good age to play an Alfred, I have to say.
Yeah, and also he has the wit.
And he has a lot of warmth.
And the comic timing. You know what I mean? Like, I think he would make a fantastic Alfred, personally.
I think that's definitely.
I think you might change my mind, bro. Yeah,
I think that's definitely top tier.
Sasha cooking.
The other wild card, okay. This is more from the Michael Caine kind of factor, but this guy's much more into the comedy chops, and he can definitely deliver comedy in shades. Because to British audiences, he's like, this guy's one of my favorite actors on the planet, and he's never been in a Hollywood movie.
I think I know where you're going with this. Yeah, go on.
It's David Jason.
Yeah.
David fucking Yes, Del Boy.
Del Boy, yeah.
Del Boy.
If it wasn't for his age and his health. But he's 80. He's 84 now, and it's.
Was he 84? I didn't know. But you know what? You know what? I'd do that as a wild card because, like, I just love him. You know what I mean? I love him. I want to see his take. You know what I mean? It'd be more like a Michael Caine-y kind of approach, but
he's got the
jokes, and he's got the warmth, man. He does. So you know, and then my last wild card, and this is a flat no. I'm going to throw it in there.
Kermit
Arnold.
God.
Right. See, look, this is what happens. You come up with a gem. And then you go,
come on, Bruce. Snap out of it.
Get up. You can do it.
Justin was like, I'm gone.
Get to the Batmobile. Come on.
Right.
The rest on the list, was me being dead serious.
Yeah. No, Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer is Alfred.
Yeah. you had some interesting picks for Alfred. So you had Jessen. So you had Jason Isaacs, Jim Broadbent, and Colin Firth.
Yeah.
I mean, I had Colin Firth. I think a few of us had Colin Firth. I had Ralph Fiennes, but Sasha with Kelsey Grammer.
Could he do an English accent?
I mean, he doesn't need to do the English accent in the way that we imagine it, because he can just be upper crust American. Chelsea Grammer, the way he speaks.
Just the way he speaks, yeah.
He just sounds as if he is well-traveled.
Yeah, just Frasier. We just need Frasier. It's absolutely fine. Frasier's psychiatrist. He talks people down. That's all he's going to be doing for Bruce, you know? So, it doesn't need to be English at all. Okay.
I mean, Alfred in comics is very sarcastic anyway, so.
Yeah, he's got great comic timing. Okay, so let's move on. So let's talk.
The third one.
Oh, yeah, go on, Lee.
Yeah, so my number one was Michael Sheen. Second one was Ben Kingsley. Third one was Hugh Laurie.
Oh, yeah.
I like Hugh Laurie.
House.
Yeah.
We know he can do an accent. Whether we want to play him American or British. So it's fine. it's a good shout. Hugh Laurie, good age as well. All right. Right, so Robin. Let's talk about Robin, Damian Wayans. Who have you got now?
Well, I'm glad you specified it, Damien. Right. For Damien, I only had two people in mind because I was trying to pick based on the age.
Yeah.
So my first pick was, his name is Benjamin Botany.
Benjamin Botany. Okay. Sounds like a comic book character. what do we know him from?
He's going to be in a film coming out this year called Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Right, I haven't seen the trailer for that yet.
Yeah, but he is in. I'm trying to think. I can see a lot of kid stuff, live action stuff. Mm-hmm. He is in a short movie called Comic Escape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but this Harold and the Purple Crayon is going to be like his feature length debut.
His big thing, right? Okay. Yeah. Benjamin Botany. Okay. I'm just having a look at him.
Yeah. Okay. When you look at him, I mean, when we get to the point of talking about his mother, then you'll understand why.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Do you know how old he is?
He was born in 2009.
Right, okay. Okay, decent age.
Yeah. Cool. And the other gentleman, or young sir, was Jonah Roos.
Jonah Roos. And where do we know him from?
He is in, similar to young Benjamin, this is going to be kind of like his starting block, because everything else he's in is really like short films and like bit parts. He's also in the short film Comic Escape.
Right, okay.
But he is in, he's an uncredited role in Next Goal Wins. He's a Samoan boy.
Okay, all right. I'll do for these actors, I'll probably pop a picture up on the screen so people can see them. So they know who we're talking about. So, yeah. Okay. I only had one pick for this role because Damien, we're probably looking between 10 and 13 in terms of age of the character, if they're going to be keeping it similar to the source material. So I found a young actor. He's 13 now. He'll be slightly a little bit older, but he can play younger, obviously, by the time the film comes around. But I've got Jude Hill. So he was a young boy in Belfast.
Right. Okay.
And A Haunting in Venice. Both obviously directed by Kenneth Branagh. Yeah, so both directed by Kenneth Branagh. He obviously is a big fan of him. I think he's got some great acting chops for that age and some really good experience on those two films. He's my one and only pick, really. So, has anybody else cast Robin, Damian Wayans?
I've got a couple, but it's going to be a lot older. because I kept thinking, like, it's weird. I was looking at, sounds weird, teenage actors, because kid actors. I could, not many that I can really think of. But the only one that I could really honestly think was from Stranger Things. So they might be a bit older, but they still look quite young. Is the, Finn Woodfart and, sorry, guys.
No, sorry, Finn. Yeah, I mean, he's 21.
Yeah. That's the only, you know, cast I can think of. But it also depends on who I was thinking about this, because I've written some character actors down for Tyler Gouge. Depends on how you cast her, is how you're going to cast that, the boy. You know, because what I did with Tyler, what I did with Tyler was more Middle Eastern kind of actresses. That kind of fits with the how she's depicted in the comics, usually.
All right, cool. Do we have any others for Robin?
I was the other Stranger Things. I went for Noah Schnapp.
I've got him, just not as Damien.
I had Robin.
Robin, all right, cool.
Yeah, Robin. Robin the Frog, you know, because Kermit the Frog is Batman, so Robin, his nephew.
Thanks. right, so have we got anybody cast for Nightwing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no, a real person.
A real person this time, right. Real person. So I've got a couple. Will Poulter, one. which we mentioned earlier.
He's one.
I had him. And the other one I had, a bit more of a brand name, Timothée Chalamet.
That's my two.
There we go.
Those were my two.
I didn't think of
that. Robin?
Yeah,
Nightwing. Okay, I had someone slightly older. Yeah, slightly older. I was going for Zac Efron for Dick Grayson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Especially after recent, he's age appropriate. If you're going for an older Batman, I thought, you know, like that would be the perfect Dick Grayson. Mm-hmm. And then I also had the great Gonzo.
Right.
I don't know where you're going with this thing. Right, Lee, who have you got?
It's good, I like it. I like the Muppets. It's the Muppet version. He's casting the Muppets as well. It's cool,
he's
man.
He's capping the Muppets, Batman, yeah.
I didn't have any for Nightwing.
Nobody for Nightwing? Justin, do you have anyone for Nightwing?
I didn't think about it. I was just trying to think of Damien and stuff like that. Tim... Because I kept thinking of ages, and I was like, "How do you know what I mean?" So June guy,
Wonka.
I think he could do it. Actually, you know,
because he's 28, but he can play younger. Do you know what I mean? He's got that face.
Definitely.
So what about Gordon? Who have we got for Gordon? I've just got one pick: Bryan Cranston. I'm done.
He's on my list.
Yeah, he voiced Gordon in Batman Year One animated series. I think he knocked it out of the park. I'm going for Bryan Cranston. I thought about him as other things like, because I've spoken about him potentially being Mr. Freeze in the Batman universe and stuff like that, maybe even this one. But I was like, I'm going to go with Gordon because I'm going to cast somebody else as Mr. Freeze. So who else we got?
I did have him as Gordon, but I also had someone else in mind. This, I do feel that this is left field because it's not completely lining up, but I just like the idea of it, is Nick Offerman.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can see him. Okay. On The Last of Us and Parks and Recreation. I quite like that. That's not left field for me. You have Bryan Cranston? Yeah. Okay.
And I thought Steve Carell, maybe. I don't know. There's something there. I thought he could possibly do it.
In a more serious
he can turn serious. He could do it.
Foxcatcher, The Morning Show.
And Jamie Foxx.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh, interesting. Ooh.
Yeah, again, another one I just thought about it, and if, you know what, I think, yeah, he could possibly bring something to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All again, right. Depending on, you know, obviously all the other casts.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
Who else have we got? Anybody else?
I got two people. William H. Macy. I've liked him for a long, long time as commissioner. Just with the tash.
Yeah.
It just looks, that's a good one.
Yeah, no,
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, yeah. Okay. From The Walking Dead, and he played Batman's dad.
Thomas Wayne.
Snyder's version. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Yeah, interesting. Okay. Mm. Sasha, do you have anybody else?
Yeah, I've got a few. Bryan Cranston's definitely on there. I also had Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Yeah, I've seen that going around a bit. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the one I actually really, really want.
You really, really want?
Really, really want. Chloe, where are you? Kiefer Sutherland, man.
Kiefer Sutherland, man. Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland, it'd be our Batman.
Yeah. So let's move on to Barbara Gordon, Batgirl. So there for me, I've only got one pick. And for me, it's McKenna Grace from Ghostbusters, Afterlife and Frozen Empire. She's 17, great actress. I think, again, comic timing, and I think she'd be a fantastic Batgirl. So, yeah, I'm going for McKenna
Grace. The one who plays the granddaughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she plays younger in the first film, because she's actually 17. So when you see her, like, on the red carpet now and, you know, doing the promotion of the film, you realise actually how much older she is. So by the time this movie comes around, she can be, like, 19. So I think that's a perfect age for her. So.
Okay. I had three picks.
Okay.
Jenna Ortega. Kind of just because she's a bit of a name right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But because of, I think when I look at Wednesday, she can pull off that I'm very, very, very smart and I'm a very good detective. Yeah. She can kind of pull that out, which, as well as being able to kick ass, is a must for Barbara Gordon. I also had Jessica Henwick.
Where did you know her from?
She is in Iron Fist. She's in the Matrix Revolution, whatever the last Matrix one was called. And I also had Violet Bain. Violet Bain. So she is in a TV show that's out right now called Death and Other Details.
Right, I haven't seen it, but okay. Oh, but she was in the Flash TV series.
Yeah, I think she was Jessie Quick.
Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
because she's like, again, Death and Other Things, it's like she has to be a detective in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yep, definitely.
Okay, so you've gone slightly older in your casting for Batgirl.
Yeah, because the thing is, my Batgirl has to kind of be somewhere in line age-wise with Nightwing.
Okay. All right, cool. Anybody else for Batgirl?
I think it's chance.
Yeah.
Go on.
Hang on, wait. Who did I have? Okay, so I had same with Neil. I wanted someone similar to Nightwing. If I'm getting High School Musical as Nightwing, I figured Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I've got a cast of someone else. But yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or Anya Taylor-Joy.
Again, I've got her cast of someone else. Yeah. So have you got anyone else with the Bat family, Neil?
Yes, I do.
Go for it.
I have Red Robin. Tim Drake. Mm-hmm. And I had Mason Gooding, or I had Noah Schwepp thing from Stranger Things.
Right, okay.
Mason Gooding is
he was in Scream 6.
Yeah, so he's the boy twin in
Scream
5 and 6.
Yeah, okay, cool.
How old would Tim be? Because, like, it all changed when I read the comics. It's just
my basic way of looking at it is Nightwing would be like mid to late 20s. And then everyone after him would be like basically between 2 and 5 years younger. So if you say that mid to late 20s is Nightwing and Damian is around 12, then you need Tim Drake to be around 17, 18. And you'd need another person I've cast to be early to mid 20s, which is
okay.
Jason Todd.
Okay. So who have you got for Jason Todd?
I have Austin Butler or Ben Barnes.
Right. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. I can see Austin Butler, but yeah.
More Austin Butler than Ben Barnes. Yeah. Because I think I chose Ben Barnes purely because I remember him as Jigsaw in Punisher, and I was like, Austin Butler, because I think he could play a Jason Todd with ease.
Especially after
With ease and gusto. Yeah, especially after Dune.
So touching on a couple, so Andreas, so he had for, I just want to go back, he had for Alfred Colin Firth. And for Robin, he had Mason Thames. He was in The Black Phone, the boy that's
captured. Okay, that's a good, really good choice.
So I was like, yeah, quite like that. I thought that was quite a good shout. So he's 16, but he can definitely play younger. So, all right. Any more of the Bat family, Neil?
Let me take a look. Okay, that's Batman, Batgirl, Alfred, Red Hood, Nightwing, Red Robin, and Robin. No, I think that roughly it. I got villains, but of actual Bat family, that's it.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about some villains then. So I only cast some main ones, so we'll try to rattle through these. Joker. I've got four for this one. First of all, I've got Bill Skarsgård.
That's my only pick.
He's worked with Machete, obviously, on It, playing the clown. So they know each other very well. Obviously, Bill Skarsgård, he was It, and he was in John Wick, Chapter 4, plays a very great villain. I think he's got the look and the menace about him to play the Joker. if I was going slightly older, I might have had, like, Tom Hiddleston or William Dafoe, if I was going much older. But I think, for me, they're just a little bit too old for this kind of iteration. But the other one I had was Austin Butler. I thought that he could play a good Joker, especially after seeing what he didn't do. So yeah, but I think my number one pick would be Bill Skarsgård. He's my number one.
Yes, he is my only pick.
Cool. Any other Joker casting out there, guys?
I got three. Zac Efron. I thought maybe it's just slightly different.
Intriguing.
Jonah Hill. Going really weird. Wow. Yeah. And Ben Whishaw.
Okay. No, Ben Whishaw, I can see.
Yeah, what's he in?
He's
Q in the Bond movies.
Okay. That's something.
I just like the idea of Panton Bear being the dragon.
I can see him as a scarecrow.
Yeah,
that's I can see him as a scarecrow. Okay. All right. Any other jokers?
So
I thought Cameron Monaghan from the series. I thought he did a wicked job.
Oh yes, yeah, from Gotham series.
He was
very good. I have to say, I think for playing that, and he played a couple of different versions of him almost. So yeah, okay. Sasha, did you have any others?
Yeah, I got a few. They're a bit different. Okay, so first off, DiCaprio.
Okay.
DiCaprio.
Yeah. Just because don't think they're going to go for those names, but I can see
they probably wouldn't. But I'd love to see his take. You know. What's it? Adrian Brody also. But the two that I really kind of want to see is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
Which is a bit controversial considering he was he's tipped Robin. Off to be Batman at the end of like Nolan's thing. But I think he's damn versatile. Damn versatile, and I think he'd be great. But you know what? Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp as the Joker.
I don't see it.
That's who I'd pick.
Yeah, I don't see that personally, but yeah, fair enough. Cool. Let's look at Harley Quinn. So one of the questions is Margot Robbie going to be coming back? Because obviously we don't know if the Suicide Squad is definitely tying in, whether that character is going to be coming back. So it's possible that she'll still be our Harley Quinn for the new DCU. But if she's not, I had two picks. So one was Mia Goth from Pearl and the X-Film series. I think she could play very well. Or for me, Anya Taylor-Joy. She'd be my new Harley Quinn. Any other takes on Harley Quinn?
I can see Mia Goth more. Yeah, I can see Mia Goth more.
Otherwise, Anya Taylor-Joy would have been my Poison Ivy.
I think Anya Taylor-Joy could probably play any female character in the Batman universe.
I like
her more. I wouldn't care. Yeah.
Like you, Ken, I had her as Ivy. I had her picked as Poison Ivy.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Who would I have gone for Harley?
I had one.
Go on. Yeah, go, Luke.
Go on. Yeah, who'd you pick?
Margaret Qualley from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh! I think I know which one you're talking about. Is that a...
Yes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She was also in Poor Things. She was in The Nice Guys. She was in the series Made, which I saw on Netflix. Yeah, she's a good actress. Yeah.
And she's got the look about her as well.
Yeah, she does actually. Good shout. Okay, yeah.
I had three actors. Like I said, I'm trying to be Daisy Ridley.
I can see that.
You know, just like to go do something different. Or I don't know, Audrey Plaza. I don't know.
Audrey Plaza.
Yeah, because she's got that kind of look. And Evan Rachel Wood.
Crazy.
Because I've seen stuff from Westworld and stuff like that.
Rachel Wood. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Out of those, I think Aubrey Plaza, I think, is a good choice. Yeah. Similar to that, very similar to Jenna Ortega, really, isn't she? Okay. All right. I cast Catwoman, and that was Ana de Armas for me.
Pretty much. I had Alicia Van Lindler. Yeah.
Tomb Raider. The Swedish actress. She was Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ex Machina.
And the actress from The Witcher, Anya Chotra.
Jessen, you said the young lady from The Witcher, right?
No, the dark haired one who was the lover.
Right. Yeah.
Not the blonde one, the other one.
Yennefer. You're thinking of Yennefer.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I see what you mean.
You see? It like gave it something slightly different. I don't know if the others have seen Witcher.
Maybe. Catwoman, I had Angelina Jolie to match my older Batman. And then and then I had Olivia Wilde and Natalie Portman.
Okay, yeah.
Olivia Wilde.
I had... I know that she's not really a favorite.
I hope Olivia Wilde's actually gone through some major health issues recently. I don't know if you guys know that. So I hope she feels better. But she's had a double mastectomy for cancer.
Oh, well.
So, yeah. Wow. So wishing her well. Not that she listens to this podcast, but...
No, you never know.
You never know.
I had Sophia Boutella as my Catwoman.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's in
Rebel Moon. So Sophia Boutella, she's in Rebel Moon. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, she did The Mummy and The Kingsman and stuff like that. So yeah. Okay. Cool. Nice choice.
I had Anya Taylor-Joy for Catwoman and
Jenna
Ortega and Zoe Deutsch.
Why him? Zombieland. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Cool. Have we got any other casting suggestions, gentlemen, for any other characters?
I've got a few. I don't know if you're...
Go on, Jessen, and then Neil will wrap us up.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'll go just quickly. So for the Penguin, I had Jonah Hill. I had Rebel Wilson to mix it up a bit, to have a female to play the Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Riddler, I had Del Patel and Daniel Kaluuya.
Daniel
Kaluuya. Yeah. Talia Agal, I had Freema Agamon. And Zara Ahmad, who's she's from the British actors, a couple of British actors. Rala Guj, I had Ben Kingsley, and just randomly in there somewhere.
Who did you have?
As Rala Guj,
Ben Kingsley. Oh, Rala Guj. Okay.
Mm. And then I put Michael B. Jordan somewhere and Riz Ahmed somewhere in that whole mix of characters they could play.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, I got a few. Yeah. Right. So Ra's al Ghul, Dev Patel, Riz Ahmed, Toby Kebbell, Henry Golding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Henry Golding. Okay.
And Poison Ivy, and Sadie Sink, Florence Pugh.
Yeah.
Elle Fanning, or Amelia Clark.
Amelia Clark, yeah, okay.
Penguin had David Dasmalchian, Toby Jones.
Toby Jones, I think that's a good show. Who's the first guy you said?
David Dasmalchian.
You've seen him.
He's Pokemon, and okay, popular man, yeah, okay.
Riddler. Had Bill Skarsgård, Benedict Cumberbatch, Two-Face, John Hamm, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, I can see that. Oh, Matthew McConaughey, that could be fun.
Yeah, man.
Scarecrow, Rami Malek.
I had to hang on to that. I got that one. That's what I had.
Jesse Plemons.
Oh, yeah, you got to get Jesse Plemons in there. He's such a great actor.
What's he been in?
Jesse Plemons was in Breaking Bad. He's, what else has he been in? He was in Killers of the Flower Moon. He's one who's married to,
Kirsten Dunst.
That's it.
He was in the series Fargo as well, series two, I think he was in that.
Mm-hmm. He kind of looks like Matt Damon.
He was in Love and
Matt Damon.
Yeah, he was. He was in Love and Death, Friday Night Lights, Power of the Dog. Yeah.
Okay. Bane, I had John Cena.
I had to go Batista. Batista for me.
Yeah, I went Batista.
And Will Poulter, I put possibly for him as well. And last one was Deathstroke. I had John Bernthal. Or Squire Atkins.
Yeah, Squire Atkins was my death. He's my Deathstroke.
Yeah,
that's a good shout. Yeah, if you can't have him as a leader of Batman, Squire Atkins as Deathstroke is top. Yeah. That's top. I like that. Yeah. I had for Ra's al Ghul, I had Hiroki Sanada. He is leading Shogun at the moment, the new series. I had him as, and he's in John Wick 4. I had him as Ra's al Ghul. Right, anybody else got any more castings before we let Neil wrap it up? No, we good. Right, Neil, hit us, let's go.
Right, okay, so
I got one more.
Okay,
all right, go on.
Steve Buscemi as the Riddler.
Yeah,
if he was younger, yeah, but not his age now.
Are you ageist? Come on.
Yeah, right, if I'm creating a cinematic universe,
he's in one movie. He's one and done. He's a one and done character.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, yeah, I was thinking he was older than he is, but 66 these days isn't bad. So, okay, fair enough. Right, Neil, hit us.
Right, so as I said, I had Deathstroke and I had Scott Atkins.
Mm-hmm.
My Ra's al Ghul, I had a number of choices. I had, let me see, I'm going to butcher the shit out of this name.
The great thing is, most of these can be used for the Batman as well. So, they don't get cast in one, they can get cast in the other.
I had Tadanobu Asano.
You have to give me some context.
Right, okay, so he is Hogan in Thor, in the Thor movies. He's in Shogun. He he's Raiden in the Mortal Kombat movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had him lined up. I also had Kerry Hiroyuki Tagawa,
mm-hmm.
Shang Tsung from the original Mortal Kombat movies.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I had him, or I had Oded Fahir. Who is in, so you think the Brendan Fraser Mummy movies.
Yes.
You know the Arabic guy that was...
Oh, the Arabic guy on the horse. Yeah.
Him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Ooh. I like that. So
those are my Ra's al Ghuls.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
My Talia al Ghul, I had Gemma Chan as one pick.
Yeah.
I had Eliza Gonzalez.
From,
she's in Baby Driver. She's in the Dusk Till Dawn TV show.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And
Ambulance is where I've heard from. Yeah. Okay.
And I also had Olivia Cheng.
What are you watching, Sasha?
Hey, hey. I'm just scrolling through Facebook, man. Just
like... That ain't the Muppets.
Unless Miss Piggy's getting turned into bacon, boy.
Olivia Cheng, so she's in Warrior as well, isn't she?
Yes, she's in Warrior.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So cool. I had the three of them as my Talias.
Mm-hmm.
Joker, as I said, I had Bill Skarsgård, Bane, Dave Bautista, Poison Ivy, Anya Taylor-Joy, Catwoman, Sophia Boutella, Penguin, I either had Ray Winston or Toby Jones.
Yeah, Toby Jones for me, I think, yeah, he's so great, yeah.
Yeah. Two-Face, I had Theo James.
Theo James.
He is currently in the Gentleman TV show.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I think he's a great actor, and he's fantastic in The Gentleman. Him as Two-Face, yeah, I can definitely see that. That's top casting there, mate.
Right. I had Remy Malek as Scarecrow,
mm-hmm.
and I had Ed Serkin as Riddler.
Ed Serkin.
He is Francis in Deadpool.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, interesting.
Because the person who I would have chosen is already playing Lex Luthor, so.
Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, interesting. Okay. All right, any thoughts on any of Neil's casting?
Good. Sounds really good. Good casting.
Thank you, boys. Thank you.
Yeah. I think with Bane, David, it's because Bane is normally in the comics is sort of South American.
The thing is, that is true. However, it's sort of like Bane has never been portrayed live action that wise. He was played by Tom Hardy and he was played by this monstrous guy who couldn't speak, you know.
Yeah,
and whilst Dave Bautista probably can't pull off, you know, that kind of somewhat Hispanic accent, it's the role that he wants, and I don't really care as much accent-wise as much as I care about the idea of Dave Bautista, who could do it, picking up either Jake Gyllenhaal or Andrew Koji over his head and just giving him that I will just break you and just bah. I mean, his in wrestling, his finishing move was a power bomb. I'm like, he gonna give you that break and you're done.
No, he's great. I honestly like definitely up there on my list. I wish I didn't get a chance to do the whole plethora of these of Batman characters, but yeah, that one would definitely be up there.
Yeah. For Riddler, I had, if you would do it, Crispin Glover. I'd just love to see his take on the Riddler. Something a little bit more left field, David Hyde Pierce, the other brother from Frasier.
Ah,
yeah, that would be good.
So,
You can't be burning Sash for Steve Buscemi when you calling out, right? I said you calling.
No, that's what I said. I thought he was a lot older than I realized. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking he must be like his 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. He's not.
You know who else would be good for Riddler? Mm-hmm. Fucking John Cryer.
Yeah,
he was Lex Luthor in Supergirl.
Supergirl,
he was dope.
Yeah. And let's not forget, he was Lex Luthor.
I think maybe James. Yeah.
James
McAvoy, I think, could do a good Riddler.
I'd have had one of you guys mentioned him earlier, Hugh Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd have added him to the Riddler list. Mm.
Yeah, not a bad shout. Okay. Anybody else, guys? Anybody else or any other parts?
Not Batman. Not Batman.
Okay, no. some others I saw online. For the Riddler, Eddie Redmayne.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he could do it. Did we mention Bill Hader?
No, we hadn't.
Mm. That's a Riddler.
So Bill Hader. Mm. Yeah. He's from Barry, which I know Sasha was. Obviously, he was in It and Superbad and stuff like that. I think he could pull off quite a creepy Riddler. So
So can Michael Cera.
Yeah. I could see him as like a toy maker or something like that. Yeah, okay, cool, right. That is our casting complete for Batman the Brave and the Bold and Batman characters within the new DCU.
Mm-hmm.
For those watching and listening, let us know your thoughts in the comments. What are some of your favorite picks and takes for the casting? Have we had some missed opportunities? And there's some actors and actresses out there that you put into those roles instead. Let us know. As always, if you like this episode, or you know what, even if you didn't, hit that like and subscribe and share the podcast. You can either share it out of irony and fun or share it because you enjoyed it. Either way, that helps us out. As always, you can get the video version on YouTube and Spotify, and the audio version is available on every major podcast platform. Guys, is there anything else you wanted to chat today before we wrap up?
All the people who you thought we didn't cast, audience, we've cast them in other roles, in other bits.
Yeah. Trust me. I made up my list.
Why didn't you cast this person? They're picked somewhere else.
Yeah. There's a lot to cover. We'll be doing a bunch of these episodes. We'll do one for Wonder Woman, and we'll do some for the other rest of the Justice League, Green Martian, Green Lantern, the Martian, and Green Lantern. And all those other characters. So I know Neil's already probably got a list prepared.
I will reel off the characters I have listed, just not who I've chosen to cast them.
Go on, give us a quick rundown.
Right. Well, obviously, we know certain people who we know have already been chosen. Superman, mm-hmm. Supergirl, Green Lantern, and Hawkgirl. So that's that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But as we learned today, I have Batman, Batgirl, Alfred, Red Hood. I have Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Martian Manhunter, Green Arrow, Flash, Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, Green Lantern, John Stewart. We've got Nightwing, the Blue Beetle, a Beast Boy, Raven, Robin, as we know, Superboy, Ms. Martian, Starfire, Donna Troy, Bart Allen, Terra, Speedy, slash Red Arrow. We already got Red Robin, Deathstroke, Lex Luthor, Ra's al Ghul, Talia al Ghul, Reverse Flash, Masked World Lord, and then all the Batman villains that we learned today.
Wow. So I don't even know some of those characters are, so I've got some
So when James Gunn, like, you know, is gone from the DCU, you guys need to hire Neil for the reason.
That's what we're working towards. We need to get a foot in the door in one of these studios, and Neil will take over Warner Brothers for sure.
Listen,
Neil will take over Warner Brothers. Sash will take over Star Wars.
No, Sash will take over Muppets.
Yeah. I don't want to take over nothing. I want to still bitch about shit. I want to make my own movies. I just want to say all these big IPs are shit now, because like I'll be that angry guy.
Angry dad.
Old man, shouting at cloud.
Yeah, I'm there already, man. If I was younger, I'd be more optimist, more of an optimist. But it's too late for me. It's too late for me.
Well, that glass has changed from half full to half full. Right, well, thank you very much for joining me today, guys. I really appreciate it. And to our audience, thank you very much. And until next time, peace out.
Peace.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
This is the way.
This is the way.
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Were you rushing or were you dragging?
That's what she said.
I don't want to brag, but I will. I was in the Avengers.
The Avengers?
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. What is that?
Say my name.
I am the father.
Ah, oh, chills. Literal chills.
It was number 5. Number 5 killed my brother.
Oh my God, I forgot about that part.